It's time to get the receipts together. It's tax time. And to help you navigate it all, Heather Moore, tax expert at the Knight Group. Good morning and happy new financial year, Heather.
Good morning, Russell. Yes, happy new financial year to you too.
It's the second day of the new financial year. We thought we'd leave it a day just to let everybody get over their financial New Year's Day hangover. Because everybody celebrates it, don't they? Don't they, Heather?
Yes. Well, we tax agents do anyway, but that's just us.
Many may be celebrating the Stage 3 tax cuts. Now, apparently we all get them. But is there any idea of how much more we'll be staying in our weekly or monthly pay packets?
Yes. So as you know, our tax system is a progressive system. So it all depends on how much we're earning in terms of how much this is impacting us. But as the government has been putting out there, the messaging is every Aussie taxpayer will get a tax cut, you know, starting from yesterday. So just giving some examples, if you're earning $50,000 a year, you're expecting a $929 reduction in tax for the year, which is just under $18 per week. At $100,000 of the earnings, that would be just over $40 per week. And over $190,000, which is now the kind of top threshold for tax, you're expecting a cut of $87 per week.
So the tax cuts have in part been brought about to help us with the cost of living crisis. Do you think they will, or could they possibly fuel the problem?
Well, this has been, you know, the really difficult situation the government was in. You know, they want to put more back into people's pockets, but wanting to not have an inflationary impact with that. So obviously every little bit helps. You know, we've all seen our grocery bills kind of creep up over the last year, 2 years.
Haven't we?
So just having that extra amount and, you know, trying to strike that balance by not having it as a lump sum where you do your tax return and you get back, you know, $1,500 that might encourage you to go out and splurge on something. I think they're hoping that because this is more of an incremental improvement, that people will actually put it towards their day-to-day rather than kind of go out there and spend and fuel that inflation even further.
Because there are some electricity bill rebates from the state and the federal government. When are we actually, to also help, when are we going to see those come into effect? Is it going to be in a lump sum or is it just going to come off the monthly bills? How's that going to work for people?
Yeah, again, it's going to be credited to the power accounts by the, you know, the energy companies. So this seems to be the tactic being used by the government rather than giving people that lump sum into their pocket. And so the federal credit is $300, and that's going to be spread over four installment credits onto our energy accounts throughout the year. And the state one is $400, so that will be spread across two credits, which we can expect to receive against our bills in the period from 20th of July to the 7th of December, we're told.
So just a smaller bill, we can't spend the money on anything else.
Yes, basically. Exactly. It's, you know, hopefully we'll feel it. You know, we'll feel it in just maybe that little bit less pressure. But, you know, they're hoping it's not going to fuel the inflation issues any further.
As is usually the case at the beginning of a new financial year, there's usually some new rules that come through. Are there any that we really need to know about this financial year?
In terms of the new rules, there weren't, you know, a whole lot. The Stage 3 tax cuts that we've already talked about, they got a lot of coverage. And in fact, we've actually been talking about them since 2018. So it feels a bit strange that they're finally here.
Yeah.
There's also, you know, some warnings that the tax office has put out that they're, you know, people will be doing their tax returns coming up in these next few months. And as always, they sort of give a pre-warning to people, not necessarily about change of rules this time, but just about areas where they have seen the common mistakes so that people are a bit more conscious when they're actually lodging their tax return.
And they usually say that they're targeting certain occupations too. Have they released who they might be putting the magnifying glass over?
I haven't seen anything specific to occupations, but they have specifically mentioned landlords. So they have noted that 9 out of 10 landlords, when they're submitting their tax returns, make errors. So they either inflate costs or, subdue income in relation to their rental property. So this is an area that they have specifically talked about in these last couple of months. So just a bit more of a warning for people who have rental properties to be extra vigilant when compiling that information for your tax return, because it has been noted that there'll be extra scrutiny this year.
But it really is just best for all of us to be on our best behaviour, huh? Just in case.
Yeah, it is. It might be tempting, but it's not worth it when you bring that upon yourself.
They'll get you eventually. Now, tax time. A lot of people get confused by this because some people do it themselves, some people get a tax agent. When is the cutoff to get it done, and are there still fines if we submit it late? What's the deal there?
Yeah, so for somebody who doesn't have a tax agent engaged, then the standard deadline is the 31st of October. So that's a few months after the year end. And, employers at this point in time, employers are getting their end of year tax statements finalized so that everything will be tax ready in the coming weeks, so that you'll be able to start getting your tax return done. If you do have an agent engaged, there's usually an extension of that deadline, and that depends on what your tax position has been in the prior years. So depending on your earnings and your tax liability in prior years, you may have a tax liability or a tax deadline of the end of March or mid-May,
right,
usually, when you have a tax agent. So it obviously gives you more time. And the key to it is, so if you're thinking of doing your own tax return, but then you run out of time and it's late October and you're thinking, oh, I'll engage an agent quickly, make sure you've done that before 31 October. If you don't have it done by 31 October, you don't get that extension for having the agent engaged.
Good advice. Thank you, because some people do try to take it on themselves and not go to a tax agent. All good advice. I guess the best thing is just when it comes through from the employer is get onto it as quickly as you can. Then there's better chance that the money will be back in your account before too long.
Exactly. Yes. And just make sure that everything is tax ready. So sometimes people get really keen at this time of the year and they maybe lodge their tax return a bit too early before all of the information has kind of been given into the MyGov system by the various, your banks with your interest on any savings and that kind of thing.
That's a problem
so
the other way.
Don't do it too early. I would say maybe wait another couple of weeks, because there's still that information flowing through. And that's another area that the ATO has noted that they will be, coming down on people who have lodged incomplete tax returns where they've actually missed out on income components. And, usually they do a catch up on that, and then there could be interest, on any late payment then in the future. So it's just not worth it.
Nope, don't jump the gun. Heather, thank you very much for those tips to get us through tax time. We wish you a happy new financial year and happy number crunching.
Thank you.
Okay.